This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
Yes, Chancellor, sir.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and surveilling your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
So I had a distant relative suffering from seizures. And they called me and asked me, what should we get? And I said, look, you should try CBD, because CBDA has this effect with people. And, anti-seizure effects. And I said, you got to try this. So I bought on your store two vials of your CBD, 1,000 milligrams. I couldn't believe the price that you had. It was so low. I mean, the value of that, if people know this industry, the price is very, very good. I sent a bottle to my family member. I kept a bottle for myself. And then my family member was using it, having amazing results. I sent the bottle. Well, my lab director was working on a new method to quantitate cannabinoids, about 10 or 12 of them, using a single four-minute method on an LCMS instrument, a mass spec instrument. And she asked me, hey, do you have a sample of CBD oil that we can test on this method? And I said, okay, sure. So I gave her a sample blind. She didn't know it was InfoWars or any brand or anything. Gave it to her blind. She ran the sample, got the results, and wow, this is a full profile. It's a full spectrum. It's got CBDA in it. I said, yeah, of course it does. It's got CBD, and it's, super, super low THC. We test for Delta 9 and all that stuff. And I asked her, I said, okay, you've tested about 100 CBD products. What do you think this product would cost in the marketplace, just looking at the lab results? She said, $150, in the same volume that you have. I just looked at your store. This is, I think, $67 or $68 on InfoWars store. No joke, Alex. And you you didn't ask me to talk about this, but I got to tell you, just independently, this CBD product that you have is an outstanding value. It's outstanding. I'm taking it myself, and it's helping my family members. So I just want to put that on the record. It's the real deal.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, here's all that happened with the InfoWars MD line. We went out looking for new suppliers because we were getting blocked everywhere and having issues getting the stuff we wanted, as you know, with supply chain breakdowns. We ran into two big companies that are listeners, and this particular company said, we have over 50 products. Most of them are already top sellers. And I said, well, what do you think your best products are? They said, well, this is wide-spectrum CBD that we sell under a couple different names in stores and at medical clinics for about $120 to $150. We recommend you sell it for $100, and we got to buy it for like $30. And I just said, no, we're going to double our money's enough. So, yes, this is $100 to $120, especially the 1,000-milligram one, CBD, for about half the price. And so you nailed it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not a big top tester like you, an expert. I just go out and say, what's top rated? Who's already got the best test? who is that, and then that way we know it's already built in that it's quality. So thank you for the support.
It has to be processed correctly, and whoever you're using as your source, they know how to do that to maintain it so it keeps all those molecules in their form. CBDA is very delicate, and it can be destroyed through heat.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions?
This story does not add up.
Just as a hijacker isn't the real pilot of an aircraft, these people have less legitimacy than a hijacker. All right, very exciting news here. The incredible whistleblower, Dr. Andrew Huff, showed up early, being the good soldier he is. So instead of just having an hour with him in studio, the ultimate COVID whistleblower, we are going to go to him in the last segment of this hour, so we have six segments with him. And then Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to be joining us. So I'm not going to take calls today. But I will open the phones up Sunday night. And I think I'm going to give Owen Schroyer Sunday night off, because I do 2 hours, 4 to 6. He does 6 to 8 Sunday live. I'm going to do 4 hours of phone calls Sunday night. In fact, I'm just going to come in, do like 10 minutes of news, play a few clips, and then I'm going to do 3 hours and 45 minutes of phone calls Sunday night on stations across the country at InfoWars.com/show. Remember, if you're trying to share InfoWars.com/show, Facebook, Instagram, Google, Twitter, they all block it. But the URL you can share is conspiracyfact.info. Conspiracyfact.info. And by the way, I checked that yesterday, and it looked like they were still running Tuesday's show on there. And I asked folks to fix it. I don't know if they did, but will you guys check conspiracyfact.info and make sure we're currently running the current stream on there? That's a little factoid. And the only other thing I want to make sure is in the B-roll promo video that airs at the front of every Bandot video, I noticed yesterday we're still running the promo for Tuesday's show. Nobody's mad. I just somehow catch all this stuff. And so I'll forget by the time I get to break, so I got to say it live on air. We got to kind of command from the front here and even manage the show right here, live on air. I'm kind of directing everything while we're here. Quite the job. The crew's doing a great job. There's a lot of little things out there to watch, a lot of little things to do. Okay. So, we have a lot of interesting big things happening. And I could sit here and I could cover all the different little pieces of news, and I intend to hit some of those in a moment. But you have to understand, the pedophilia being promoted to children, the sexualization of children, all comes out of the big corporate combines that run the WEF and the UN and all of it. That's their break up the family, turn us into atomized, totally alone people program. And I can sit there and talk about the open border and show you what's happening down there and how terrible it is, human smuggling, and we do cover that, but they're the ones running it. The UN's in control of our policy. Trump did a great thing taking that away from the UN, but the UN treaty on refugee resettlement is back in place, and that's why the UN's in charge of our military and the Border Patrol. Kind of a big deal. So, see, my brain works like this. I never sit there and talk about the problem without connecting it to who's behind it and then the solution. So I don't get up here and talk about the Steven Crowder, Ben Shapiro, Daily Wire story, because as itself, it's not important enough to cover. I mean, Stephen's a great guy and very important, but just to talk about the fight, like, oh, look, there's a fight. Oh, here, let's all gather around and see who wins. I had to weigh in on that because I saw the disinfo live that Steven Crowder recorded the Daily Wire and all the rest of this because he wanted more money if he went to work for him. No, he's on the tapes saying, I don't even want the money. I want freedom. And you guys sent me a contract saying big tech will be my boss, and if they censor me, I'll have my pay cut and be locked in a contract to not be able to work anywhere for 5 years. I'm not going to take your deal, but respond to me about what you're doing to people. This is un-American. This is dangerous. And then you've got all the Ben Shapiro saying the shot works, we should all take it. And, you know, all his pro-New World Order stuff, they're gatekeepers, people. And I'm not in competition with Ben Shapiro. I could snap my fingers and have billions of dollars of funding, hundreds of millions of dollars of funding without even trying from the system. They would still take me selling out to them. It's easy to go sell out. It's easy to be a gatekeeper. It's easy to do that. I'm not even mad at these people. I'm ashamed for them. And here's Crowder getting better and better and understanding this, and he's always been a good guy, and then he tries to expose it in a very friendly way, and they attack him and say, Steven Crowder's a monster. Steven Crowder, we offered him $50 million over 5 years, and he called it slave wages. No, they said in the recording about all the other little people that together have a giant audience, by little, 100,000 followers, a million followers. They have big followings, but compared to a Alex Jones or Joe Rogan or Steven Crowder or Ben Shapiro, it's small, but together it's bigger. And then they use their algorithms to feed you all into the Jordan Petersons and the Ben Shapiros. And by the way, I think Ben Shapiro is all hat and no cattle and a bunch of repeated, you know, stuff he does to act smart and talk fast, like an auctioneer or something. Jordan Peterson's legitimately smart and legitimately knows what he's talking about. He's not a fake. That said, he pulls his punches really, really bad. But we're moving the Overton window to expose the New World Order and the globalists and the pedophiles and all of it, making the Ben Shapiros and making the Jordan Petersons come over there because their audience is awake and gets upset if they don't tell the truth. So I've been monitoring it for a long time. And really, if I had to describe why InfoWars is so important, is we're like a gravity well, like a sun. And it's got a big gravity. And people know we're telling the truth. They know we're ahead of our time. We know we don't pull punches. And so we popularize liberty and all these issues where the general public knows what's going on. And then that's enough of a large minority of people that whether it's a Democrat politician or a Republican politician or a Labor politician or a Social Democrat politician, wherever you are in the world, people see through it and know the agenda. And then when they see Crenshaws and Shapiros clearly there, not just to make as much money as they can, but clearly to laugh and giggle how they control the conservative movement, how they're little globalists, and how, you know, they're the real elite. They have to go in there and apologize for pushing the shots, just like Piers Morgan does. He's funded by Fox with a show over in the UK. Why does he have to do that? Because enough of his listeners are pissed, he's got to be forced to admit. And by the way, when I did that interview over a week ago with Piers Morgan, I hadn't seen it. I hadn't watched it since. We played a few clips the crew got. I went this Sunday and spent about an hour watching it and reading the comments. And there was 9,000 comments then. Sure, it's more now. And they were 99% pro-Alex Jones on YouTube. It had like 400,000 views Sunday. I don't know what it is now. And I sat there for like an hour. My wife's like, I'm sitting there on the iPad. Hey, you said you're taking off today. We're going to go with family on a hike and go eat, you know, dinner. Why are you doing this? And I said, well, I just want to be able to tell my audience 99%. So I had to read like 1,000 comments, speed read. And I found like 1 out of 100. Sure, I had to read over 100 comments where I found one comment against me. I mean, come on. Come on. You guys are done. You're done. And so I wish Ben Shapiro had a soul. I wish these guys were like me, but they're not. They're opportunists, globals that think you're stupid. And guess what? You're not stupid. And they're going to be defeated just like Klaus Schwab and just like Bill Gates. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Carlson monologue, and we'll have time to get to most of it next segment. I'm going to bring Dr. Huff in here early at the end of the hour, so we have over an hour with him. And I'm going to air the Tucker Carlson segment. It's not the whole segment, but it's about 90% of it. The full segment I'm going to have posted on the live show feed at InfoWars.com, because he did a hole-in-one event. His 9.5-10 minute segment is absolutely true and nails it better than anybody can. And that's what this is really all about. So that's coming up next segment. And then we're going to get our special guest, a real hero, here in studio, Dr. Andrew Huff. And I got to tell you, when I was walking back and forth my audience office taking care of business, I saw him and I wanted to go shake his hand. He's such a hero, but I got to put out fires back there. So even during this next 10 minutes while we're on the Tucker Carlson thing, I'm going to be dealing with issues behind the scenes here just for us to stay on air. That's how serious this situation is, because they know we've broken through. They know we've exposed their whole agenda. They know they're going down. I want to play this clip one more time. This is the Davos Group. Agenda is to create a new world order, and they admit they're losing, and they're not getting their new world order. Here is the foreign minister of Pakistan admitting that their agenda is falling apart. I'm going to get to some of the other clips from the WEF.
Here at WEF, I believe we're discussing, there's a lot of discussion about what the new world order will be, or how, even in the context of our new Helsinki, how do we work towards that new normative international order that allows us to address our differences and disputes as the civilized world. And I believe perhaps we are at the moment in such a hyper-partisan, hyper-polarized time that we're not going to be able to form that new Helsinki today. But I hope going forward we are able to do, I mean, we must form and improve our normative and international institutional order internationally so that we can address these complaints. I hope this time round, once we're building this new world order or new rules-based order, the voice of the global south and the developing world is included.
That they control, they own, that they're using as a weapon while they cut their resources off and then offer them to flood us. I mean, this is just their own admitted diabolical plan. So John Kerry got confronted, not just Klaus Schwab, not just Albert Bourla of Pfizer. And it's like a 15-minute clip. The full thing's on InfoWars.com by the great folks at Rebel News. And then they also confronted Greta Thunberg. So let's go ahead and play the short John Kerry clip, and then we'll play some of the longer Greta Thunberg clip.
Secretary Kerry, do you think that the high price of natural gas is actually a helpful thing to get people to transition to a green economy?
I'd love to talk about it, but I just can't do it on the run.
How can you justify being here when you yourself take private jets? Can you answer that? But you've taken a private jet before. No, but you've taken a private jet before to collect the climate change award. You have done that.
I fly commercial exclusively.
Hit pause first. Yeah, let's go to the Greta in a minute. I told you played both, but I want to. John Kerry's been caught in this lie 6 or 7 times, I remember. You can look it up. He's got a big, huge white and green jet I think they said it was like a $40 million jet. I forget the exact type. You can look up John Kerry's jet. That guy's Google John Kerry's jet. He owns a jet. He's been caught flying around everywhere on it. And he uses a foundation he's got to pay for it, so it's tax-free, basically. He's got a 501c3 or whatever charity he's got, but it's a charity. He flies everywhere on it. He's done a photo op on a jet one time, a commercial jet not wearing a mask. And he always tells the same lies. I fly commercial exclusively. Because all over the world they're banning domestic flights, saying planes are bad for the earth. So again, these people are lying frauds. There it is. See, my memory's right. Green and white jet. So he's got a Gulfstream G4 private jet. Tail number N57HJ. By the way, they got sites online in aviation. You can look about where that jet's been going. Last time I checked months ago, it's flying all over the place. But he flies exclusively commercial. And Greta Thunberg was arrested by German police last week, but it was all staged. And the video came out that it was a director, literally with a film crew. It was all fake. But the media still says it's real because he's just hoping enough of you believe his lie. And they use that same tactic over and over again. Here is some of Greta Thunberg.
Can catch a minute of the young lady's time. Greta, how many times did you rehearse your arrest at the German coal mine? How many times did you rehearse it? Because it looks staged. Is it true? Okay. How many times did you rehearse your arrest, Greta? How many times did you film your arrest, and why was it staged that way?
Greta, considering you've not spent much time in school, how do you know so much about climate change?
Greta, maybe you want to talk to real journalists. What did you talk? Do you hear it in Davos? Was it successful?
Greta, as a real journalist, is climate change as real as your arrest?
Greta, how far are you willing to go? You're willing to break the law. Will you renounce violence? Will you renounce violence, Greta? Or do you support Antifa? You've worn an Antifa shirt before. Are you in favor of Antifa?
Greta, how did you get here today? What was your climate footprint in traveling here?
What's your plan while you're here, Greta?
Do we have a Fridays for Future demo tomorrow here?
Greta, how do you feel about discussing climate change with the delegates here when nearly all of them take private jets? Do you think at least the fact these delegates take private jets is a bad thing against, you know, what you believe in? All of this could be done via Zoom, so surely you should be encouraging all the delegates here, especially the likes of U.S. Special Envoy John Kerry for climate change, surely you should be saying to these people, you should be doing this via Zoom with a much smaller carbon footprint, surely? Greta, avoid my questions if climate change is a con.
Greta, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that says enough.
Greta, energy prices in Europe have never been higher. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Are you happy that natural gas is so expensive so people can't afford it, or do you think that's bad?
Greta, it's getting quite cold in Davos. When can I expect some global warming?
And look, she just laughs at you. They never respond because they're robots. They have a script they follow. It's what they do, and they never stop. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Infowars.com/show. Band.video and conspiracyfact.info. If you can share the uncensored link, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Tuesday. Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. So if you've been paying attention for the past 5 or 6 years, and we know you have been, you've probably noticed the inverted nature of modern language. Pretty much everything is precisely the opposite of what they claim it is. So the people who tell you they're defending democracy are promoting authoritarianism, which is not democracy. Then the Black Lives Matter movement winds up killing black people. Who would have seen that coming? Then our public health authorities make the population sicker. And this is our new favorite, the so-called World Economic Forum seems to exist to destroy national economies. Not an overstatement. It was the WEF, keep in mind, that told the government of Sri Lanka to give up modern fertilizer. Oh, good plan, guys. Go ahead and try it. Result? The country collapsed and people starved. Then it was the WEF that promoted Sam Bankman-Fried's historic Ponzi, the biggest financial fraud in history. Apparently the savants at the World Economic Forum just couldn't tell that this twitchy, pill-popping kid in cargo shorts, who literally played video games during interviews, was an utterly transparent scammer. They had no idea. They thought he was a genius, just like them. And, of course, it was the WEF that predicted the COVID lockdowns would, quote, quietly improve cities, not turn them into ominous hellscapes of unemployment, drug addiction, and crime. It seemed like a good plan at the time. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's prevent people from working. That'll make them rich. It'll quietly improve life for everyone. That's the World Economic Forum for you. The WEF is often described as a group of supervillains, but they're also hilariously idiotic. Not just evil, buffoonish. And by the way, they know it. They're smart enough to be embarrassed anyway. The WEF has since deleted its tweet about COVID lockdowns. It has memory-holed its promotion of scammer Sam Bankman-Fried. It has conveniently forgotten all about its guidance on Sri Lankan fertilizer, on which it turns out the WEF is not an expert. None of that ever happened. The slate is clean. So we're ready for yet another World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, which is underway right now. The event kicked off this week with 84-year-old Klaus Schwab, he's the founder of the WEF, promising to, quote, master the future.
We couldn't meet at a more challenging time. We are confronted with so many crises simultaneously. What does it need to master the future? I think to have a platform where all stakeholders of global society are engaged.
We must master the future. Master the future. So mastering the future is now the top item on the to-do list at the World Economic Forum this year. That's the first clue. These people are not living the same life you are. By the end of this week, you hope to find some time to get an oil change or maybe pick up some dander shampoo at Rite Aid. At the World Economic Forum, they plan to master the future. That's the kind of people they are. How are they going to do it, by the way? Well, they're going to do it with John Kerry, who, despite physical appearances, is still alive. Kerry will be 80 years old this year, so it goes without saying that if he's going to master the future, he'd better hurry. Thankfully, he's got a plan. Watch.
It's pretty extraordinary that we, a select group of human beings, because of whatever touched us at some point in our lives, are able to sit in a room and come together and actually talk about saving the planet. I mean, it's so almost extraterrestrial to think about, quote, saving the planet. And if you said that to most people, they think you're just a crazy tree-hugging, lefty, liberal, you know, do-gooder, whatever, and there's no relationship. But really, that's where we are.
So, most people don't understand, but we are a select group of human beings, John Kerry tells the attendees of the World Economic Forum, who honestly did not need to be reminded of that. People may say we're crazy, tree-hugging, liberal do-gooders, but we know the truth, which is that actually we're soulless, greed-head money worshippers who'd sell our own children to China for a big enough tax credit. Shout out to you, Larry Fink, in the third row. Catch you at the sushi bar. That was John Kerry's message at the World Economic Forum, which is also effectively the WEF's credo. But then John Kerry went further. What we're doing today, he said, in saving the planet is almost, quote, extraterrestrial. In other words, if you ever suspected these people are freaking aliens, it turns out you're right. They are. And as if to prove it, Al Gore himself showed up. At 74 years old, Al Gore is as awkward, synthetic, and weird as he has ever been since 8th grade to now. Though at this point, he's much, much richer thanks to Google stock. Ever notice how the richer people get, the more they seem like Bill Gates? It's not your imagination. Al Gore single-handedly proves that theory. Here he was today.
Look at the xenophobia and political authoritarian trends that have come from just a few million refugees. What about a billion? We would lose our capacity for self-governance on this world. We have to act.
Always angry, always shouting. Fatter but still grumpy. They're climate refugees now. They're climate refugees, millions of them. They're not economic migrants fleeing the squalor of Tegucigalpa for the generous social services of El Paso. No, they're not. They're climate refugees who have no choice but to risk their lives with coyotes because you drive a full-size Silverado. Illegal immigration is your fault, Middle America. It's not our fault. We got nothing to do with it. We just run the world. If this is all starting to sound like a bad CNN segment to you, a parade of self-confident dumb people, rich in self-esteem, low in wisdom, giving moralizing lectures to one another's applause, well, let us confirm that for you. Where was Don Lemon? Why wasn't he there? Well, he wasn't. That's a next year's program, no doubt. This year, we're not making this up, America's favorite unemployed media critic, Mr. Brian Stelter, ladies and gentlemen, watch.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And, of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start. I'm Brian Stelter, formerly of CNN, now a fellow at Harvard University. A reminder that the hashtag is WEF23. We can try to put some real information out into the world to make up for all the crazy.
Make up for all the crazy. The conclusion this year at the World Economic Forum is that people who are not at the World Economic Forum have too much free speech, too many bad ideas, too much crazy, and too much opportunity to talk. They're still talking out there. Stop them before they talk some more. So if you're getting the impression that the world's most mediocre people and least self-aware people are all congregating in Switzerland this week, you are on to something. In fact, it might be worth getting an attendee list just to make certain that not a single person who is there this week ever has power over you in any way. If one of these people shows up supervising the bake sale at your kid's school, call the police. They're not qualified. So with that in mind, it was interesting to see Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar there. Maria Salazar hasn't been in Congress very long, but she has spent her time laser-focused on helping foreign nationals come to this country illegally. Her own constituents, no concern. People in other countries coming here to go on welfare, oh yeah. Before Maria Salazar was even inaugurated, she posted a video on Twitter promising Nicaraguans and Hondurans in Central America that she would, quote, be there for them, to, quote, help and assist in, quote, everything the American government can do for them. Not what they might do for our country as new immigrants, how they might build the country, make it better, unite it, make it more prosperous, peaceful. No. What the American government can do for people, the American government owes nothing to who are breaking laws the American government passed. That's Maria Salazar. She's in Davos this week, of course. And during her time in Davos, it goes without saying, she demanded amnesty for tens of millions of foreign nationals living in our country illegally. Watch.
We need to also give dignity to those people who are in the country. And those are the people that I represent. We're talking about 13, 15 million people who are, most of them, Hispanics. I would say 85% who speak my language, look like me, and sound like me, that are contributing with the economy of this country, and they live in the shadows. So it's time to seal the border, like she said, put order, let's see who comes in and who doesn't, and then turn around and give dignity. That doesn't mean path to citizenship. That means to include them and make them dignified members of our community.
Millions of people who look like me. Don't you love it when white...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time when I'm researching information, I see just incredibly important things come out that don't get a lot of attention. But then later, 6 months, a year, 2 years later, 5 years later, sometimes 40 years later, they explode. And that's what's happened with Dr. Andrew G. Huff, former EcoHealth Alliance vice president and senior scientist. He's got the new best-selling book by Skyhorse, The Truth About Wuhan, How I Uncovered the Biggest Lie in History. He's been on with us. Very important interview. And I remember some of the lawyers were interviewing that have done a great job exposing this tyranny, saying we got a big whistleblower a couple years ago. And I remember hearing about whistleblowers trying to educate Congress, but it being suppressed. And then the last year or so, we've seen him be able to emerge with what he witnessed and what he saw. And we're going to cover all that in the next hour that's coming up. And you can find Dr. Andrew Huff at AG Huff on Twitter. But again, the book is The Truth About Wuhan from the same publishers that put out my number one bestseller, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And it, I know, folks, as most the regular listeners, you know a lot of this stuff. Some of you know stuff I don't know, but the general public is really ready to hear the truth now. And a book like this just knocks it out of the park. And he went through a lot of harassment, a lot of attacks to bring us this information. So we really appreciate him joining us. We're going to get into the history of gain of function, EcoHealth Alliance, the real COVID timeline, the relationship between mRNA jabs and the gain-of-function research, why we do gain-of-function work in relationship to biodefense and biowarfare, and Fauci lying to Congress and saying he doesn't do something that he has programs named gain-of-function. The ties between intelligence community, Eco Health Alliance, ties to globalist organizations, WEF economic global finance ties to pandemic position, mRNA vaccines, and how they're trying to roll out all these new ones right now, fifth generation warfare and COVID narratives, where they admit they're using intelligence agencies to use weaponized propaganda against us. That's now out in the open. The Twitter files have really, really exposed that, woken a lot of people up. So, Dr. Huff, good to have you here with us. Great job with the book. I wanted to spend time in this first segment at the end of this hour with who you are, just a basic bio for a few minutes, and then what this process of you being on the inside, coming out of it to expose it, and now just now that you're really up to speed as a smart guy, respect what you would describe the world like currently and who you think the main players are. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Alex.
So just brief the public out there a little about yourself and just what you think, just as a citizen, as a father, as a husband, about where the world is right now.
Well, the world's in a really strange place. So my background is unique as a scientist. I started off my career in the military, served as an infantryman in the Minnesota Army National Guard, and it was combat deployed to Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom. Coming out of that, I decided I wanted to be a scientist. I have degrees in psychology, security technology, and a PhD in emerging infectious disease epidemiology. Coming out of those programs, I was groomed to be a Dr. Anthony Fauci type of national security. So while I was completing my PhD at the University of Minnesota, I actually worked at a research center of excellence for the Department of Homeland Security. I received a full scholarship. I was paid a high salary. I was actually a research fellow at the university. So during my PhD, I began spending about a week on average per year out in Washington, D.C., being taught the ropes of how to get the money, being introduced all to the right key players, and presenting my research. From there, I actually worked at Sandia National Laboratories as a senior member of the technical staff, where I worked on classified programs in pandemic preparedness, biowarfare, bioterrorism, and another bunch of aspects of national security, which I can't talk about, of course. So what do I think is going on in this crazy world right now? I think we're in a critical turning point in human history where we've actually changed the narrative effectively with my book and a number of the other people like Alex that have been fighting this battle.
Great boil down. Your view, just as a father or husband, of where America is. I'm sure you've been following Davos. World government, you're going to eat bugs. We're going to run your life. We got to censor and shut down Americans, but we're not evil. I mean, they're just up there cartoonishly evil and then saying they're not evil.
Well, over my dead body is what I say. And I've actually had to defend myself physically on my property against the government, their contractors, and the Michigan State Police to maintain our way of life. They want to take away our property. They want us to eat bugs. They want us to have nothing. And it's a slippery slope through this COVID policy where they're taking away our civil liberties and actually pushing medical fascism towards us to restrict our liberties and pump crap into our bodies, which will kill us.
Well, that's right. That's the wedge. And it's not just your opinion from an insider who woke up and went public. People are just like, oh, he's an insider. We can't listen to him. No, we better be ready for insiders who are in there compartmentalized, who are good people, who then get decompartmentalized. But the Davos group, the UN, they admit, well, Xi Jinping developed this, and it's the world model for a medical ID, and it's going to be the model for the carbon tax, and the model for the social credit score, and the model for universal basic income. And then it was 2 years ago certified by the UN as the world standard. And they admit in Davos clips I've got from yesterday with Tony Blair, the former prime minister of England, saying, we got to get the digital ID in for our whole program to take over and get our central bank digital currency. So we know they're holy grail. Thank God DeSantis is saying he's blocking and he gets it. But as soon as the public gets educated about this new takeover, it's going to fail because it's so draconian and so evil. But like speaking directly to that, watching this whole control grid come into place, what's your view on that?
Well, it all starts with the surveillance state. So what they're trying to do right now is they want to have access to all the information and metadata that's happening.
Something you didn't classify but can't talk about.
Well, I can get into it.
All right. I know, look at your work was in surveillance.
Well, so I actually developed advanced surveillance technologies for like signals intelligence. So signals intelligence is basically the digital signature that comes off things like mobile devices. It could be a digitally communicated result from a laboratory. Well, the U.S. government has access to what's called the pipeline, and that's all the information being sent around the planet. So I can say that these systems exist, and we're actually developing artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies to actually put this all together so you can have highly predictive forecasts of how people will behave or where things are emerging. And this is to actually accomplish that goal, they want to digitize everything in your life. They want to have an IoT device in your house, like a refrigerator, an oven, your smartwatch, your phone. If you notice, they're pushing this connectivity, and they're actually hiding it devices. So say that you go buy a device at a store and it's not labeled as having Wi-Fi connectivity. It might actually have the circuitry in it to have Wi-Fi. And then what they can do is they can actually activate that after you purchase it. And by doing that, they're going to be able to collect information and to pattern you and then eventually to take control of your whole life.
Because interfacing with everything else, an example is a lot of these even $10, $15 children's toys turns out have cameras on them and sensors, and they're grabbing all the data. It's incredible.
Oh, absolutely. And with that information, you have to ask the question, well, what are they doing with that information? What do they care about what your kids are doing? Well, once they are able to profile you as an individual, they can start to determine how to nudge you with different psychological operations. What kind of information should we present to this person to change or nudge their behavior in a certain direction? And that's really what fifth generation warfare is all about. If they can figure out what motivates you, what drives
tailored you, tailored targeting,
correct, and highly tailored but individual level, so to your household, to your neighborhood, to your community, and that makes their marketing strategy or their communication strategy much more effective and efficient, because you have to realize that the people that are pushing this fifth generation warfare are also resource limited. So to optimize it, they have to figure out where they're going to get the most bang for the buck. So the other part of this, too, is that once they have it figured out, you know, where they're going to get the most bang for the buck, then they can drive wedges into communities and put people against each other.
And COVID is that wedge.
Well, it's one of them. Well, probably the biggest one in human
race baiting. Yeah. What are some of the other wedges?
Well, some of the other wedges going on right now, I guess, with, I have to say, I think COVID vaccines are probably a big wedge. So actually, the way that they're pushing medical information and technology onto people, and then actually seeding misinformation about the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine, for example, is a wedge issue.
It doesn't seem like it's going well for them, though. Despite all their power, all their control, the human intelligence is waking up that it's under attack. And once a human figures out they're under attack, it seems like this technology is only powerful if you are unconscious and don't know it's there.
Well, so my undergraduate degree is psychology, and it's a fact. So the more aware an individual is of cognitive biases, the less likely that they're going to engage in them. So part of the great awakening and what we're experiencing right now and why there's this pivotal moment happening in human history is everyone's becoming aware of the game and what's being played.
We're going to come right back and talk about that, because when we saw all these articles in the BBC and the Associated Press, all the intelligence agencies help scare you for your own good about COVID. That's them trying to condition us to accept what they know is already coming out. Back in 2 minutes.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.